It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. Today's the birthday of American jazz musician Leon Bismarck Beiderbecke, born in 1903 in Davenport, Iowa. Nicknamed Bix, he was one of the most influential jazz soloists of the 1920s, a cornet player noted for an inventive lyrical approach and purity of tone. His solos on groundbreaking recordings such as Singin' the Blues and I'm Comin' Virginia, both from 1927, demonstrate a gift for extended improvisation. This heralded the jazz ballad style in which jazz solos are an integral part of the composition. Moreover, his use of extended chords and an ability to improvise freely along harmonic as well as melodic lines are echoed in developments in jazz after World War II. In a Mist, a recording also from 1927, is the best known of his published piano compositions, and the only one that he recorded. His piano style reflects both jazz and classical elements. All five of his piano compositions were published by Robbins Music during his lifetime. Beiderbecke taught himself to play the cornet largely by ear, leading him to adopt a non-standard fingering technique that characterized his unique style. He first recorded with Midwestern jazz ensemble The Wolverines in 1924, after which he played briefly for the Detroit-based Gene Golket Orchestra before joining Frankie Trumbauer for an extended engagement in the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis. Beiderbecke and Trumbauer joined Golket's main band at the Greystone Ballroom in Detroit in 1926. The band toured widely and famously played a set opposite Fletcher Henderson at the Roseland Ballroom in New York in October 1926. He made his greatest recordings the following year. The Golket band folded in September of that year, and after briefly joining bass saxophone player Adrian Rollini's band in New York, Trumbauer and Beiderbecke signed on with America's most popular dance band, Paul Whiteman, and his orchestra. The Whiteman period also marked a precipitous decline in his health due to his increasing use of alcohol. Treatment for alcoholism in rehabilitation centers with the support of Whiteman and the Beiderbecke family failed to halt his fatal descent. He left the Whiteman band in 1929, and in the summer of 1931, he died in his Sunnyside, Queens, New York apartment at the age of 28. His death, in turn, gave rise to one of the original legends of jazz. In magazine articles, musicians' memoirs, novels, and in Hollywood films, Beiderbecke has been envisaged as a romantic hero, the young man with a horn, a novel later made into a movie starring Kirk Douglas, Lauren Bacall, Doris Day, and Hoagy Carmichael. His life has often been portrayed as that of a jazz musician who had to compromise his art for the sake of commercialism. He remains the subject of scholarly controversy regarding his full name, the exact cause of his death, and the importance of his contributions to jazz. He composed or played on recordings that are now jazz classics and unquestioned standards, such as Davenport Blues, Copenhagen, Riverboat Shuffle, Singin' the Blues, and Georgia on My Mind. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 10th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.